Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Back in Perek Aleph, we discussed the start of the daily Avodah with the Trumas HaDeshen that takes place at around Alos HaShachar, around dawn, which concludes with the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, the putting of the two pieces of wood on the Ma'arocha, the arranging of the Ma'arocha, which is then going to have the Tamid brought on it. And after that, so then we're up to the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is the first carbon of the day. The Tamid Shel Shachar must be shechted after Alos. It cannot be before Alos, because then it's still nighttime, and it has to be done in the daytime. So Mishnah Aleph of the third parak tells us, Amar Lehem HaMe'umuna, the Me'umuna, the Kohen appointed over the Payasos, and all, therefore, over all of the jobs that are going to take place in the morning, would say to the Kohanim, "Tzu uru'u, go out and look." So basically, he would send somebody up outside and up to check im higi azman hashchita, if it is time yet. Check if it's time, and so he would send somebody basically to the highest point in the Beis Hamikdash to look out towards the east. Im higia, if in fact time had come, haroa omer barkai. The guy who was looking out, the lookout guy, would say Barkai, which means that it is shining, meaning the dawn has kind of lit up the edge of the sky. Not shining as in the sun is shining, because this is not sunrise we're talking about here, it's dawn. And so he would say Barkai, it is shining, but really meaning it's lightened. The sky is lightening up. So now the Mishnah continues, Matatya ben Shmuel Omer. Now, it sounds a lot like we're talking about the opinion of Tana, but in fact, we know from Maseches Shkalim, in the beginning of the fifth perek, Maseches Shkalim listed the 15 people in charge of the different areas of Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and we know listed from there, we have this name, Matitya ben Shmuel. Matitya ben Shmuel is listed in Maseches Shkalim as Memuna ala Payosos. So when it says Matitya ben Shmuel Omer, we're really saying the same thing as the beginning, Amar le Memuna. So the Memuna, Matitya ben Shmuel, would say at that point, he would further question the lookout. Heir kol panei Mizrach? Did the entire eastern sky brighten? Ad shebechevron, even all the way to Chevron? So now, this is two questions. The first thing is, Heir kol panei Mizrach, has the entire eastern sky brightened? And we want to make sure that it's Heir kol panei Mizrach, because that's after Barkai. It's a little bit later than it's starting to shine. And we really want to do the Shechita after Heir panei Mizrach, not just after Barkai. So we want to make sure that it is late enough to actually do the Shechita. And the whole Chevron thing actually isn't really a question. It's not so much that we're saying, well, did the sun in the east reach to Chevron? We're really, actually, when we say Ad Chevron, the Rishami explains that was just a way of mentioning Zuchus Avos. The Chevron is, of course, referring to Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, where the Avos and the Imahos are buried. And so when you mention Ad L'Chevron, it's a way of kind of recalling the Zechus Avos, the merit of our ancestors, Yishenei Chevron, those who are sleeping, as it were, in Chevron, as we're about to bring the Korban Tamid. And so he would say Ad Sheba Chevron. The Hu Omer Hein, and the lookout would say, yes, in fact, Heir Kol Panei Mizrach. And so we know now that it is time to start the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar.